welcome into the Box Score. Terry Collins along with Murphy Farram. We've been Justin Malden always doing a great job for us. And today we're going to have four interviews, just like we did in the Christmas edition of the Box Score. Murph, I guess this is the New Year's edition. And we've got Mark Medley, Elaine Basile, Corey Barrett. And then we've got another interview that we'll get to in a little bit. Still trying to wrap up the loose ends on that. Murphy, very enjoyable our last show and picking out four folks and interviewing them. And I'm sure today is no different.
Oh, I'm sure. Good folks all right. The way around. People we've known for a long, long time who are spending all their hours, it seems like, taking care of youngins one right. way or another.
Grandbabies galore.
That's right.
Our first guest today is going to be Mark Medley, former Gordonsville and Lebanon coach, now working for the Wilson County School Department, trying to get folks stronger, getting them in the weight room, and something he's very familiar with because the weight room at Lebanon High School is named after Mark. And Mark, I hope you had a good Christmas.
Well, Terry, thank you. We did, and I hope you and Murphy had a good Christmas as well.
Thank you, Mark. Terry said, you're spending an awful lot of time in Lebanon. Specifically, I know it's surrounded by the weight room that you handle, but is it high school kids, middle school kids, a little bit of both? What's a regular day at your workplace like?
Well, I work what a 110-day contract. I report to work on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, only when the students are there. And I have 6th through 8th graders in the weight room. I start my mornings at Carroll Oakland, and then the afternoons I wind up at Tucker's Crossroads. And been doing that for several years now. It's been, it was originated Several years ago when the coach at Lebanon High School went to the school board and talked about feeder schools did not have a weight program, and felt like it would benefit Lebanon High School, which I agree with. And they bought the equipment, made room for that to happen. And I was fortunate enough to be the first guy to do that job, and up to this point I've been the only guy to do that job.
Sounds to me like you're from one side of Wilson County to another on the north-south map anyway.
That's correct. We start school there on a staggered schedule, and the two schools I go to starts at 7:30, so gets me out of bed early on those 3 days, but I get home early. We're goes out at 2:30, and I'm at Tucker's Crossroads, which is a short drive home, so I appreciate so much this job and still being around young people.
All right, Coach Medley, a good friend of yours that used to coach with you at Lebanon High School, his name is Randall Hutto, and he is the Wilson County Mayor. He married Zach and Heather at Hickman on a real cool day that a lot of people sweated, but still there. And the Nixon's backyard was the site of this wedding. And when I talked to him earlier, he wanted the first question to go to you and ask you, our late friend, Mr. Michael King, who coached at Gordonsville and at Smith County and at Lebanon, what did he stir the Gatorade with?
Well, there was two different occasions he stirred the Gatorade. The first time he stirred it, he used his arm. And when Bruce Keene got the first drink out of it, he spit it out, and he called Michael over and he said, "What in the world did you put in this Gatorade?" He said, "Nothing." He said, "Well, did you stir it?" He said, "Yeah, I used my arm." Well, Coach Skeen, he said, "Michael, the next home game," he said, "now you go make that Gatorade and keep your arm out of it." Well, he did, but Michael was using a commode brush to stir it with the second time.
Oh, and, oh no.
Yeah, I'm just very fortunate that I was closing up shop and heard the shower running, and anyway, the clanging taking place, and caught him doing that. If not, I don't know what might have transpired.
Oh my goodness! You know, Mark, I'm probably going to give our age away, but you're one of the first people I got to know really well when I first moved to Carthage in 1976. That's almost 50 years ago. So I've known you a long, long time, and you're always on the lookout for kids, especially those that may have a hard time at home or in the classroom or even on the athletic field. But you've got a real ability to bring the best out of kids. And I don't know, I guess you get that from your parents and grandparents, but you've done that for a long, long time, and you don't seem to be ready to give up on kids anytime soon either, and that's a good thing for people who live in the southern part of Smith County.
Well, Mark, you're kind. I appreciate that. You know, we always said it was more than just football, and we tried to incorporate that in the way we coached and what we required out of the young men that we were fortunate enough to coach. And as time goes on and you get phone calls or you get visits, for whatever reason, you know, so many of those young men will allude to things that was that they had incorporated into their life that had helped them to become the people they were. And at the end of the day, that's what's important.
Coach Medley, I know going back to your alma mater after playing with the great Jackie Kelly, I guess I need to preface it that way, former coach at Westmoreland, and now he's moved out of state, but still, I know you, Jackie and you were really good friends, and through the years had some pretty big battles.
Yeah, Jack Kelly stayed, I think he was the head coach at Westmoreland 17 years, and you know, being involved in the school system, and I was in administration, athletic director, or whatever, wasn't coaching. But you cross people from Westmoreland, and anytime I did, I'd bring up Jack Kelly's name, and never heard a negative comment. Now, you stay somewhere that long, that's a heck of an accomplishment, but that's just a kind of guy Jack Kelly is, the way he coached, and we were childhood friends. We grew up there in Lancaster together, played a little league baseball together. We were on a basketball team at Lancaster Elementary School. I was in the second grade and he was in the first grade, and his mother was our coach. So that's how we got a suit. But we go way back, and not only was Jack Kelly a heck of a football coach, but great man.
Mark, there's a lot of guys like you at Gordonsville High School, either still there now or have been for a long, long time. And I can't help but think, going back to that mid-70 time when I first moved to Smith County, another one of the people that I encountered over there on the south side of the county was Turney Ford. And I know he was your coach when you played at Gordonsville High School, but you had the luxury of working under Coach Ford as well. And I know you've probably got a story or two that maybe all of our listeners and viewers maybe haven't heard. Give us one or two of those stories of you and Coach Ford.
Well, Coach Ford came to Gordonsville. I was an eighth grader, and he coached the junior high football team that year as well. And I remember one game we played Mount Juliet, and it wasn't pretty. We got beat pretty badly, but after I started coaching with him, he something was brought up about that game, and Coach Ford prefaced everything with, "Ooh," and he said, "Ooh, Mark Medley, I was really afraid somebody was going to get hurt bad, and it wasn't Mount Juliet." But they were so much bigger and faster than us. But he laid the groundwork for that. And then he talked earlier about caring about young people and trying to help young people. My senior year in high school, after our first ball game, which was always against Carthage, of course, that next week, my father passed away. And Coach Ford really became more to me than just a football coach. He took special interest in me and helped me through that time. And I'll always appreciate that, and I try to pay that forward.
Coach, going back to Gordonsville and coaching, winning a state championship back in the 80s, I know it had to be particularly rewarding for you. And then being assistant coach when y'all won it at Tennessee Tech, had to be two very special moments in your coaching career.
Well, yes, anytime you reach that big stage, they call it, and have an opportunity to play for a state championship, you appreciate those times. And, you know, going back to 83, we got there that year, but we came up short. And then in 84, when that football team met to set goals for that 84 year, winning a district championship, winning a regional championship, those kind of things, they weren't mentioned. Those young men had one goal in mind, and that was to win a state championship. So they went to work in the weight room in the off season, and with that goal in mind. And I always felt like that 83 runner-up team had so much to do with 84 being able to get back there, because it's easier to get back somewhere if you've been there before, because you know where the curves and the bumps are in the road. And and our guys did that. And then fast forward to 2012, being able to help Coach Marshall, who was such a vital part of the Lebanon program for us, and all the help that he gave me in that program, I got to pay him back for a year or two there and help him somewhat. And to be able to win that thing for him, for those kids, for this school, and it was very rewarding.
Well, Coach Medley, we appreciate you visiting with us here on the Box Score. Happy New Year to you and the Medleys, and I know that it won't be long to be cranking the vehicle up and following Isabella in her journeys in junior high basketball for the Tigerettes, and then come the fall following Cruz on that football field.
Yeah, that's means a lot to this old man. When there's blood in the game, it just you get nervous again. So I love to watch him play, and thankful that I have that opportunity. And I want to thank you men for reaching out and talking to me today. I appreciate both of you and what you do for high school sports.
Okay, we've been visiting with former Gordonsville and Lebanon coach Mark Medley. And when we return, we'll have Lane Bassell, the Smith County boys head coach. As we remind you, you're watching the Box Score, brought to you by Wellworth Bank.
At Wellworth Bank, we believe care makes for better banking. It's what turns transactions into trust and customers into neighbors. To us, people are more than numbers. They're families building futures, dreamers starting new journeys. We believe care should come standard because you're worth it. You always have been. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookeville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Why do our customers choose Homeland Community Bank? Because we're committed to providing top-quality financial services while focusing on those personal banking relationships that treat you like the friends and neighbors that you are. From checking and savings to loans of all types, including those focused on business, Homeland Community Bank is truly ready to meet your needs. Contact us today to make the switch to better banking. Homeland Community Bank. Banking by the people, for the people. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Regardless of where you call home, you can relax even more when you trust DTC Security to keep tabs on your home and your family's safety.
For just $49.99, get a system with a touch keypad, three window or door sensors, motion detector, key fob, and standard installation. Secure your home and guard your future with DTC Security.
Don't wait until something happens. Contact DTC Security now and take the worry away at your home.
At Huff and Puff Trucking, it's more than a job. It's the people beside you. People who go the extra mile. Together. Hard work. Real pride. Good people. That's who we are. Huff and Puff Trucking. Driven by purpose. Powered by people. Ready to join us? Visit huffpufftrucking.com to learn more.
And welcome back to the Box Score. Terry Collins along with Murphy Fair. We want to thank our title sponsor, which is Wellworth Bank. And we're visiting with Smith County boys head coach Lane Bassell. His team earlier today improved to 8-6 with a 68-54 victory. Coach, you led for just about the entire way. How pleased were you with your team's performance?
I thought we were okay. I wasn't, you know, fully pleased. Thought it was our best effort. We gave up a lot of offensive rebounds as we probably shouldn't, and had some struggles on defense, but we were playing with a great tempo, scoring in transition and getting the looks that we want. Like you said, it wasn't close the whole time, so I was happy with it, but it could have been a better game always, you know.
Coach, how many seniors did you have on last year's Owl basketball team?
We had one senior last year, Grayson Banka. He was a key player that came off the bench and was a reserve player that gave us some good minutes.
Okay, so you got a lot of kids back, and you know, last year was a pretty decent year, I would think, in a lot of people's situation. But tell us about where your team is right now, compared with, say, where you hope they would be right now.
Well, I'm pretty happy with where we are right now this year. You know, we could be better in some aspects of the game, but right now, with starting three juniors and two sophomores, we've got a much better understanding of what we want to do as a team and how we want to play offensively and defensively. You know, last year, I had one of my players tell me, he's like, Coach, I went back and watched film last year. He goes, I understand why you were upset all the time. We weren't very good. We didn't understand what we were doing. I was like, yeah, that's correct. And you know, we just have that year under your belt, establishing a culture, establishing what our objectives are on the offensive and defensive end. You know, that whole year has been great for us to just grow as a team and get better and have just better basketball knowledge.
Coach, Cooper Williams starting to really pick up his offensive punch, averaging probably over 20 points per game for you. I know he had 23 today. You got Lucas Cornwell down in the pivot, played well, had 19. You had 13 for Morgan Sinclair. I know that you like getting three and four people in double figures.
Oh, yes. It's nice when we can distribute that offensive firepower like that. Having three, sometimes even four people with double digits is great. But, yeah, Cooper is really stepping it up, and he's deadly from the mid-range and at the rim. You know, Tyler Jones is usually another kid. He's technically our second leading scorer, but he, you know, he does so much for us on the defensive end and facilitating, handling the ball. But, you know, Morgan shoots the ball really well. Lucas is really coming along. He the last two games here in Charleston, he's done great around the rim. I'm really proud of his development.
Coach, you mentioned this year's team. That's still a very, very young high school basketball team. That's got to, I'm guessing you can't think far enough into the future about what the possibilities might be for Smith County boys basketball the next couple of years.
Yeah, you're correct on that. You know, the next year, having the seniors and having people who've been with us for a while is promising. But I try to not let that creep in their mind and think about, hey, well, next year we're going to be really good. No, we're going to be good this year. Let's focus on the present. Let's focus on what we can do now because, you know, injuries, sicknesses, all kinds of crazy things can happen to take away that time. So let's focus on what we have in the present and try to be as good as we can now.
Coach, you're 8-6, but about three or four of those games were very tight games where you didn't produce maybe in the fourth quarter or the second half, you know, which could have made your record better. I know you've been without Dylan Raines. You're hoping to get him back. Wilmore has been out, is slowly getting his feet back under him. So you're finally getting, and it's probably going to be the first of the year, where you're back at 100%, and Raines is going to have to play a few games before you get everybody at full throttle.
For sure. You know, having Taylor out early in the game, early in the early games, probably hurt us a little bit because we didn't have as deep of a bench as we needed, and having Dylan come back will help a lot too. But you know, I feel pretty comfortable right now playing 9 to 10 players. We get back to healthy, and with our tempo and our pace that we play, I'm hoping that can really wear on teams and get them tired, and you know, by the fourth quarter we're good to go. But you know, like you said, we've had three games where we've lost by 2 points or less there in the fourth quarter, and you know, some of those games that, you know, just a few decisions here, you know, free throws fall, you know, a few offensive rebounds don't go that way that they go, we win those games, and our record's a lot better than what it appears. And, you know, the other thing, too, was early in the season, we wanted to test ourselves and play some good competition, like, you know, Pickett County, Cookeville, Beach. We played some tough competition. That's what we want, to get prepared for district, sub-state, region kind of stuff.
Well, you only get better by playing better people, Coach, and I know that's going to take care of itself in a lot of situations. And it sounds like in a lot of ways, you and Cannon County, who I do their basketball games over the airwaves, are very similar in a lot of ways. They go 7 or 8, sometimes 9 or 10 players in a ball game. And I can't help but think that makes for an exciting game. They play the same up-tempo game that you play. I can't wait hardly for the team for the night when those two teams get together on the same hardwood. It's going to be a fun game to watch both times, I think.
Oh, no, I agree with you 100%. Coach Nave and his staff do a phenomenal job down there in Cannon County. You know, Alexander and Phillips can really, really score the ball for them. And they do play with that up-tempo pace, so, I mean, I anticipate that game being rather high-scoring and being, you know, probably going to have 75 possessions each team and be flying up and down the floor, and it's going to be really exciting. I just hope that it's exciting for us and maybe not as exciting for you.
But on the other hand, each team could have 3 or 4 kids fouled out of the ball game before it's over, too.
Oh, that's kind of, you know, you and I were talking before we went on the air here, and that happened in White County. There's a lot of fouls called. There's a lot of foul trouble for the teams. And, you know, that can happen any night where somebody can get 3 fouls in the first half and it completely changes the dynamic of the game. You're 100% right, especially if there's a lot of possessions.
Coach, at halftime, you were up comfortably today at 10, but then the second half, you proceed to make 14 out of 19 shots, about 72-73%. Was there anything, did you take better shots or just make open shots? I got to see part of the game on Facebook, but was your shot selection? I mean, you shoot 60% for the game, which is phenomenal.
Wow.
But still, got to get that free throw percentage up. I think that was 9 for 18. Not many times do you shoot better from the field than you do from the line.
Yeah, that's kind of a rarity, and that's not necessarily a stat that you should be proud of. But with that said, 60% feels great. Got to be better from the free throw line. Well, in the second half, really what happened is shot selection was better. But the thing is, we got them out of position a lot. We got a lot of higher quality looks. whether it was in transition or just an offensive rebound, the other team was not in the right places for us, for them to stop us. And like, you know, Morgan Sinclair knocking down threes, Kellen Ridgely hit a three on kickouts. Like, well, they're wide open uncontested shots, and they were just higher quality shots from what we had in the first half, for sure.
Coach, you're making this phone call, I think, from the Carolinas, aren't you? Playing in a tournament over there on the coast. Tell us about Tuesday's game. We're taping this on a Monday, but I understand you're playing a pretty predominant good private school team Tuesday of this week.
Yes, sir. So St. Christopher's, who we play, they beat the team that we beat today by, I think it was 9 or 10 points. I know they have another post player that's the size of Lucas Cornwell. They're about 6'7", 6'8", so that's going to be a good test for us to see what we can do against him. But yeah, it's been great. The weather's great down here. It's a beautiful place. We yesterday went to go on a historical tour of a battleship, and the kids had a really big time with that. So it's been cool for us to see the historical part here of Charleston and bond as a team and just have a lot of fun and win some basketball games as it goes. And hopefully we can leave tomorrow and be 3-0 and have three quality wins when we get back for district play in January.
All right, Coach, when you flip the calendar to the new year, you play a very easy Blackman team right out of the chute. I'm not sure who made this schedule, but he needs to be fired next year. I don't know to blame Matt or you, but the quality of teams that you're playing should toughen you up. Your record may not be great, but you've played a lot of tough opponents.
And, you know, that's kind of what Matt and I both wanted going into the year. We wanted to be battle-tested by the time we got into district play. And face some tougher teams. That way we know where we're at. We know what it's like to play in a late game situation. And we're not having to, you know, we might be 10-0 going into it, but if you win every game by 20 or 25, you're not really tested. You don't know what's going to happen there in the second half or in the fourth quarter when it's a real tight game. So I'll take that all day. I would rather learn more from a close loss than win by 30. I know that sounds kind of ridiculous, but that's kind of my philosophy on things, because if we weren't prepared to have big aspirations on the state level, we have got to make sure that we are tested to do so.
Coach, I only have to follow four teams to keep up with our particular district, but it based on what I've seen thus far on the internet, who's played who and who's got more wins than losses and that kind of thing, it sounds like the battles between Smith County and Cannon County are going to be very special this year, like they were last year and probably the year before that as well. And only four teams, but those top two are teams that I think both have a shot to go to the state tournament this year.
No, I agree with you on that. I think that, you know, Cannon, very good team, very well coached. You know, York has improved. They've had some kids come in. Rodney Powell always has been prepared. He's been doing this for a really long time. And then Coach Putman in Monterey, he's got some young kids he's developed, and they've improved a lot too. So, I mean, I think you're right. I do anticipate it being that way with Cannon and us. But, you know, I think we have to come out prepared every night, because those coaches are going to have them prepared to play against us and have a good scouting report and have a good plan against us, so we can't slip up and just think, oh, you know, maybe their record's not great. No, we got to be ready to play every night.
We've both got targets on our backs, don't we?
Yeah, I think I do agree with that. I think that people are going to be giving us our best shot every single night they step on the floor.
Well, Lane Masell, we appreciate you visiting with us. Best luck in your final game at Charleston, South Carolina, and we'll see you in the new year.
I appreciate it, guys. Weather's going to be a little bit cooler when I get back, I hear.
Yeah, it definitely is. And we'll visit with Corey Barrett, the Lebanon High girls coach and former Cannon County player, when we return to the box score, brought to you by Wellworth Bank.
At Huff and Puff Trucking, it's more than a job. It's the people beside you. People who go the extra mile. Together. Hard work, real pride, good people. That's who we are. Huff and Puff Trucking. Driven by purpose, powered by people. Ready to join us? Visit HuffPuffTrucking.com to learn more.
Why do our customers choose Homeland Community Bank?
because we're committed to providing top-quality financial services while focusing on those personal banking relationships that treat you like the friends and neighbors that you are. From checking and savings to loans of all types, including those focused on business, Homeland Community Bank is truly ready to meet your needs. Contact us today to make the switch to better banking. Homeland Community Bank. Banking by the people, for the people. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Wellworth Bank, we believe care makes for better banking. It's what turns transactions into trust and customers into neighbors. To us, people are more than numbers. They're families building futures, dreamers starting new journeys. We believe care should come standard because you're worth it. You always have been. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome into the Box Score. Terry Collins, Murphy Fair, Justin Malden doing a good job for us. And our sponsor is Wellworth Bank.
You know, Terry, as we do these interviews, I've been keeping track, and the stories just keep getting deeper and deeper. And, you know, after a while, we don't even know. They're so wild, you're not real sure if they really happen that way or not.
That's true.
We've probably got a guy that we're going to do right now that we won't have to worry about that, right?
Former Cannon County player. Corey Barrett. Corey, I've got a book that I could have brought today that I had because I did radio when you played. Yes, I'm that old.
Wow.
And but Corey, I know your time at Cannon County where you got started was awful special.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that place is so, I mean, it's so nostalgic when I go. I don't get to go back near as much as I'd like to. But every time I drive through Auburn Town or Reedyville or Bradyville or the Woodland area or Short Mountain area, I mean, it just brings back so many memories. And I've always said it's God's country. And it's just a beautiful place. And what they're doing there now is awesome. They got great leadership there and great student athletes and teachers and stuff. And it's just great to see.
Corey, I refer to it as a disease because once you move into Cannon County, if you have any desire to watch high school kids play ball, it's going to be basketball in Woodbury for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we went up there and played our first game of the year, I was so fortunate to be able to go back and play. And that was the first time since I've been at Lebanon we've ever been to go back to Cannon County and play Cannon County. And I saw some people that I you know, probably hadn't seen in probably 30 years or so, and sitting in the same spots and all that. Maybe the hair tint was a little different, that's right. I mean, it all, and you know, mine's a little different now too.
Corey, what year did you graduate from Cannon County?
Oh, I'm going to date myself here now. 1993.
I knew it was early 90s, but I couldn't remember for sure. I know at Lebanon now you're off the 10-2 mark, and of course your NIL money was a lot larger than Smith County's, and that's the reason Maggie Kate Kelly and Elizabeth McDonald now wear blue and white instead of black and gold. But Coach, two pretty special players for you.
Oh, they really are. Great kids, great family, you know, and we're just so fortunate to have them here at Lebanon. I hadn't got that NIL money yet. They keep telling me I'm getting it to give out, but I hadn't got it yet. So, but I'm still waiting on it. They're great, great kids, really good players, but even better people. And we're fortunate to have them here. And we've got a lot of great young ladies here at Lebanon.
I'll go ahead and talk to Zach Martin. He was my point guard on my senior year in 1984. I'll talk to the AD about that. Hopefully he can get you started with that. But Coach, I know that Cookville has been in your district. Now you've got a loaded district with a lot of great teams. Cookville was your number one nemesis, I guess, back through the years, last three or four years. But this year, Coach, That's a loaded, loaded district.
Yeah, it really is. You know, and it got, it kind of got back to our natural rivalries a little bit too when we, when the Tito Bus Away realigned us. We're, you know, we're fortunate to have all four Wilson County 4A schools in the same district now. And then you talk about Gallatin and Hendersonville and Beach, who have been longstanding rivalries for Lebanon, with Lebanon for a long time in all sports. And but you're right. I mean, we got, you know, we're 10-2. Green Hill's undefeated. Mount Juliet, who beat us at the buzzer, there, I think they just picked up their 10th win this morning. You know, you got Beach. I think they've got one other loss besides us. You know, Hendersonville's got a young team, but I know they're sitting. I think they're sitting at about 8-4, somewhere around there. And you know, Gallatin's struggling a little bit, but they'll always battle. And so, I mean, it's really tough. And we, you know, we're sitting here next week. We kind of get into the meat of that after we finish off this Christmas tournament.
Corey, I've heard people say time and time again, you don't get better by playing teams that you can beat with one hand tied behind your back. And I saw that Mount Juliet girls team last week at Sparta, and I tell you what, there's a couple of girls on that team that could play for anybody, anywhere. I was, and they're not seniors either. The big tall girl is only a junior, and I know there's a lot of major college basketball coaches that are trying to get her play for them in a couple of years.
Yeah, they got some really good players. They had a really good group of freshmen came in last year, and then they kind of backed it up with another solid group. And then they had a couple of older kids, as you mentioned, that were, you know, they've really kind of turned the corner there. And they went out, they've done some good things. They went out and played people as well this year. You know, they went and played Cookeville, I think, at Smith County, back in the Hall of Fame. And they played Upperman, they played Blackman. You know, they played a lot of traditionally good teams, and so that, you know, that kind of got them prepared to play us and caught us on a night where you know, things didn't go our way, and so, but that's basketball, that's high school basketball, and we, you know, we figure we'll probably be ready next time, but I like where our team's at right now. We're continuing to get better, and this tournament we got right here is going to help us even more after the pre Christmas classics we went to. We faced some really good teams, so we're going to be battle tested here in the next couple weeks.
Coach, you've got seven teams in that we mentioned: Gallatin, Hendersonville, Lebanon, Mount Juliet, Wilson Central, Green Hill, and Beach. Other teams or other schools like Smith County and Kenny County, they only have four teams in their district. I know you'd probably like to see that balance a little bit more throughout the state.
Yeah, it's kind of different. You know, I think we had six before we moved back in. You know, and before they went to four classes, I think we had as many as nine in our district. But it kind of basketball is a tournament sport, but I think it's kind of, I don't really like the fact that you mentioned some of those that may have four teams in their district, but they're already automatically in the region, and you know, and it's just kind of, I don't want to say water it down, because there's a lot of great teams in every classification, and I'm for kids being able to experience a state tournament. You know, they talked about going to four teams and different things like that. I don't agree with that at all. I think the experience of going to Murphy Center and playing in a state tournament is for a lot of teams and a lot of communities, maybe a once in a lifetime deal. And it doesn't matter if there's some blowouts. I know there's some other people think, well, there's a lot of blowouts. Well, I tell you what, you take a team that's never been there, and their whole town shows up, and their kids show up, and their school shows up, and they get beat by 40. They don't care that they got beat by 40. That's an experience that they're always going to remember, and that's going to be special to that community. So I'm all for things like that. But I do wish it was a little bit more balanced as far as district-wise and region-wise.
Corey, I've been following high school basketball, boys and girls, for, I'll say it, 50 years plus. Some out west, the majority of that here in Middle Tennessee. But it's crazy how good girls basketball is in this state from one end to the other, I think especially here in Middle Tennessee. What do you attribute that to?
Well, I think, and you're exactly right, Murphy. I mean, it's the basketball, the girls basketball in this state is, I would put it up against any state in the United States, because, and the proof in the pudding there is when we go out of state, the success rate our Tennessee teams have, or when other teams come from out of state,
out of state and they play our Tennessee teams. I think you have so many great coaches in the state. I think the depth of the coaching is phenomenal. I do think the support at these schools, with from their administration all the way down to the athletic director and their sports programs in general and the communities, I think is a big reason why our state is so good in girls basketball. And you look up and there's a lot of things to be doing, you know, nowadays in 2025 and soon to be 2026. But when you go into a gym on a Friday night or a Tuesday night, and you go to those communities and you see those fans, those passionate fans we mentioned, you know, Cannon County, there's multiple places like that across the state. And I think that lets kids know, hey, this stuff is important and it means a lot to a lot of people. And I think tying into previous generations of players and teams is extremely important. And that's what we try to do here at Levin. And we try to connect our teams to the Campbell Brandon teams of the 60s and 70s and 80s and Barbara Hallam's teams and all those. And it's good to have, you know, I probably saw 12 to 15 kids come back that just played for me since I've been here. And not to mention the ones that played here 30 years ago or 40 years ago.
Coach, when you look, I know that February 10th is going to be a special date, at least for me, to give me a chance to see Maggie Kate and Ellie Beth play. You know they're going to be full of nerves. What does Coach Corey Barrett tell these two former Smith County Lady Owls, at least in the junior high level, to stay calm?
Well, I think you got to, once the game starts, everything will be fine. You know, I mean, I think a lot of lead up and with the media and then when you go back home, you get a lot of things a lot of memories that come back to you. But once the game starts, you know, it's just basketball then, and then you go and play. And we talk about anytime we have, you know, we talk about nerves or anything like that. The way I try to approach it with our team, I said, look, you need to go out and get a big rebound, dive on the floor, get a steal, make some type of hustle play, and then that typically settles you in. Because a lot of times, your first shot, I know when I played and it was a big game or I had some nerves or something, I might shoot the first one pretty hard, three or four feet over the basket. So that might happen every now and then, kind of chuckle about that. But you kind of dig in defensively a little bit and go get a big rebound or, you know, dive on the floor and everything, skin your knee up a little bit or something, and everything tends to calm down after that.
Well, Coach Corey Barrett, we appreciate you visiting with us. Best of luck to Paige, and I guess we'll see you February 10th.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys, and thank y'all for all you do.
Coach Corey Barrett, the Lebanon girls head coach, and our guest, former Cannon County alumnus. And when we return, we'll have Brenna Price from the Watertown Lady Purple Tigerettes. As we remind you, you're watching Box Score, brought to you by Wellworth Bank.
At Wellworth Bank, we believe care makes for better banking. It's what turns transactions into trust and customers into neighbors. To us, people are more than numbers. They're families building futures, dreamers starting new journeys. We believe care should come standard because you're worth it. You always have been. Wellworth Bank, care in common. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
DTC delivers the internet you need with customer service that is second to none. We're your friends and neighbors, working nonstop to make everyday life even better.
DTC is celebrating 75 years in a big way with reliable internet service you can trust. New customers get 75 days of free internet plus free AirPods when you sign up for service.
We're standing by, ready to help you take the next step. DTC, making a difference where it matters most.
Why do our customers choose Homeland Community Bank? because we're committed to providing top-quality financial services while focusing on those personal banking relationships that treat you like the friends and neighbors that you are. From checking and savings to loans of all types, including those focused on business, Homeland Community Bank is truly ready to meet your needs. Contact us today to make the switch to better banking. Homeland Community Bank. Banking by the people, for the people. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Huff and Puff Trucking, it's more than a job. It's the people beside you. People who go the extra mile. Together. Hard work. Real pride. Good people. That's who we are. Huff and Puff Trucking. Driven by purpose, powered by people. Ready to join us? Visit huffpufftrucking.com to learn more.
Welcome back into the Box Score. Our final interview of the day is going to be Brenna Price, the Watertown girls head coach. They played a little bit earlier today. And coach, how's your tournament going thus far that y'all are hosting?
It's going well. You know, we've got eight teams here. We feel like we've got a lot of competition here, some good basketball, and so we've been very pleased.
It amazes me how far Tennessee teams travel to play in December before they get into the district part of their schedule, and also teams that want to come to Tennessee and play. Who gets the travel award in your tournament this year? How far did that team come?
We've got South Doyle here, both their boys and their girls out of Knoxville. And so they've spent a couple days here in Lebanon and have joined us this year, and we're glad to have them. You know, they're glad to be here, and we hope we've been a good host for them.
Brenna, I know a lot goes into putting on a tournament. No doubt, trying to get everybody housed, the travel itinerary in and out. I know that's a lot of work on y'all's part, but maybe a pretty good fundraiser as well.
Oh yeah, we've been doing the tournament here for as long as I can remember. There was a stint where we did just a classic, and you got three games, and there was no bracket. And when I got the job, I said we're going back to the bracket. We're gonna play for something here. And it is a huge fundraiser. It's a ton of work. It's our big fundraiser for the year. But you know, that takes everybody. That takes parents. That takes custodians. That takes administration. That takes security. And so each year we're just thankful we get to keep doing it and hope to keep that going here for a long time.
Coach, how have your crowds been? I know you've got to have some local teams where somebody doesn't have to drive 4 hours one way just to watch a ball game.
Yeah, Saturday was packed in here all day long, just to be honest with you, really starting at 9 o'clock. We had a good day, and today, really, you know, you've got DeKalb and Gordonsville girls playing right now, and they traveled really well just up the road. We have had, you know, obviously it's a Saturday, nobody's working, but I've also been impressed with today with just the crowds that we've had. And just people coming wanting to watch basketball. They're not really here for anybody. Just getting some high-quality, good basketball watched for a lot of people.
Is it, you mentioned eight teams. Are all of those girls teams?
We've got eight girls teams and eight boys teams. So we're going all day from 9 a.m. to 7:30.
Brenna, when you look at that tournament, having that auxiliary gym that's nearly as nice as a regular gym except for the seating, has got to be a bonus right off the main gym.
Well, we don't even play in there. We have in the past, and the seating in there is not very good. And just to be honest with you, it got to the point where our crowds were too big to play in there. So we've moved all games to the main floor. The aux gym does help, though. Teams get to, you know, warm up 30 minutes before the game, and then they're ready to play. And so we have a beautiful facility. I know I'm biased, but everybody that walks in just brags of our facility, and we're just incredibly, incredibly blessed and incredibly thankful to have the facility we have.
You know, that's almost an indicator of how good a school's program is what does their gym look like? What do their locker rooms look like? And you can tell just at a glance the pride that people in those small communities have with their basketball programs, actually with all of their athletic programs for the kids. If there's a game of any kind, half of Watertown's going to be there.
That is true. My kids make fun of me. We have a cleaning schedule in our locker room every week. We've got jobs of what people have to do, and you know, I tell them, I'm like, these things matter. You know, these pride in your facility, pride in what has been passed down to you is important. And you like you said, you see that in the community. The community rallies around our schools, rallies around our athletic programs, and just really thankful for that.
Stuff like that, I can't help but think, given who he is, you learned that from your dad, I would say.
I did. Him and my father-in-law. I'll credit that to both of them.
Coach, when you look, I know there's no such thing as bad luck cookies, although you and Seth would argue that there are. But still, when you look at the schedule that you have played, it's been a pretty tough one. And I know that you've stepped up from 2A level to 3A level and really trying to toughen your team up and get them ready, not only in the tournament where you went to the mountains, but also in this tournament to get them ready for the district run, which will take place in the new year.
You know, we have played a tough schedule, and we've lost, I think, six games in less than 10 or 12 points. And that's heartbreaking as a coach. That's heartbreaking for your kids. And I told them, I said, when we left, we got beat the first round of the region last year at Westmoreland. And we had beat them twice in regular season. And I told them when I left Westmoreland, I told them now, you know, I left Westmoreland and I said, I'm not going to have an easy schedule on the start. Because I felt like that's part of where we struggled last year. You know, new coach, new system, you want to get as many wins as you can in early. But you guys know, I know, it's post-Christmas basketball that really matters. And so we have tried to set our team up for success there in terms of we've played a tough schedule. We've seen high competition. You know, we went to Gatlinburg and played in that tournament, and we faced Westview the third game, you know, former 2A champ, defending 2A champ. We played Saudi Daisy. They're historically pretty good. We played a really good 6A team out of Alabama. And we just challenged them right here. You know, we got to compete. We got to keep – it's a marathon, not a sprint, and I feel like our schedule is going to make us better late January, early February.
Well, it sounds to me like in addition to your basketball duties, Coach, you've done a really good job of putting Watertown on the map because it's not a big place, but I would imagine that anybody that's seen your girls' teams play, if they don't know where Watertown is, they're asking people, where is that place?
We get that question a lot, and our kids, you know how it is. Somebody will say, hey, where are you guys from? Where's Watertown? And we were in Gatlinburg, and they actually were like, hey, are you guys from New York? And we're like, no, we're from Tennessee, about, you know, 10 minutes east of Lebanon. And sometimes people know where that's at. Sometimes they don't. They hardly ever know where Watertown's at before we tell them.
That's funny.
Brenna, you got a new district this year. You got Central Magnet, DeKalb, and Macon, if my memory serves me correct, in the new district. Your thoughts on it?
You know, I've told our kids this. Any night we can be beaten, any night we can win, and we have got to worry about us consistently. We have got to play a high level of basketball. I have not laid my eyes on Macon or Central Magnet in person. I know they've won a lot of games early. And I know I've watched the Cavs here, and they are a little bit improved from last year. And so I think it's going to be a battle every night when we go play district, just to be honest with you. And I've told our kids that, you know, we can't hang our hats on anything in the past. We got to come in and compete every night. And you know, our job as coaches is to set them up for success. And they've got to take care of what they need to take care of. You know, I hate it's a 14 district because that number one, it makes scheduling hard, but number two, you know right off the bat that you're going to be get a bid to the region tournament, and sometimes that doesn't help motivate kids when they know they're going to make it anyway, you know. And so fighting that battle, and I'm sure all three other of those coaches feel the same way, but we just got to play our basketball every night, and if we don't, we're going to be in a dogfight.
Coach, I know you've been around the work of an educator, your dad being in a position that he is as director of schools there in Wilson County. I'm curious to find out what your dad said when you told him you decided you thought you might want to be a girls basketball coach. What did he say? Was he behind you 100%, or did he question you?
No, he He said, don't do it. He advised against it greatly. And he, you know, he told me, he said, I'm not sure. Number one, I wish you wouldn't apply, period, to be a teacher or a coach. And then, you know, I talked for 2 years before I decided I wanted to be put my name in the hat for the head coach position. And he really said no then, and told me, he said, I'm just not sure you know what you're getting into. I'm not sure if this is going to be what you think it's going to be. He said, I'm staying out of it, but I just wish you wouldn't. I really don't know that you want to do this. And so, you know, we're close. We kid. We joke. He's my first phone call after practice. He's my first phone call after a game. And, you know, it's not easy. And any teacher and coach will tell you that. But he's 100% in. You know, he's making sure I do shell drill every day at practice and advising the Luttrell 10 rule and all those things. But I look up to him, you know, more than he knows. And despite his discouragement and his initial doubt, I think he is, you know, I think he enjoys watching us get to do what we do.
He's got to be awfully proud.
I hope so. I try.
Coach, when you look at District 7-3A, a very tough one. When you look at the White Counties, you look at the Stones, the Livingstons, the different teams that you have played once you got to the region, that's no cakewalk.
Not at all. And our kids know that. We talk about it daily. I'll just be honest with you. If we want to do the things that we want to do in our program this year and moving forward, that's who we got to compete with. And we've reminded them that after tough losses and tough competition, you know, we'll win a game and we'll say, hey, great win. We'll celebrate it for about 12 hours maybe, and then we'll come back and say, is this going to be good enough to beat people in that region? And if it's not, then that's not our best. And, you know, high quality, historically winning teams over there across the board. And we know that, and we just got to keep trucking, keep working for that, both this year and moving forward.
Well, Coach Brown Price, we appreciate you visiting with us. Best of luck to you throughout the new year, and we thank you for visiting with us.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, and that'll about do it for Justin Malden and Terry Collins and Murphy Fair. We want to thank Willworth Bank, our title sponsor. You've been watching The Box Score.